It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
PTSS Interactive. Can you just quickly introduce yourself to our viewers and also what TTSS does?
Okay. My name is Juan Calcaño. As she said, I work for TTSS as a senior software architect. TTSS Interactive does, as the name says, interactive products, touch screens, applications, and directories for building offices, and also we have content management, so that's basically what we do.
So Juan, you, as you were telling me earlier, you are working with WPF, so can you tell more about, you know, what are you doing with WPF?
Sure. TTSS has been the provider for the Maryland Vehicle Administration for the law tests in an automated form. So basically, when you take a test for a driver's license in Maryland, you have to use our software by taking a test of course, several questions by using a touchscreen. So currently, what we are doing is replacing an old application from 8 or 9 years ago, which was developed in a Windows platform, and we are using WPF for the several parts of the application.
So, as you said, you know, so you're using WPF, and you are one of the early adopters of WPF. What does WPF bring to the table from an ISV perspective? What are the benefits you see by developing on WPF for Department of Motor Vehicles Maryland?
Well, I guess that the graphic interface and the rich end user experience changes the whole scenario of the Windows applications that we are used to develop. And when it comes to applications that need to deal with users that have little notion about computers, and especially the kind of applications we build, which are interactive, but you don't use a keyboard or a mouse, the user interface is critical, and the ability to have a graphic interface as WPF provides, and not having to go directly with DirectX or things like that, speed up the development process, and but at the same time it allows us to kind of differentiate ourselves from our competitors in terms of what we can bring up to the table for the end user reach experience.
That is pretty great and very interactive application. Now, you also had at one time were talking looking into Silverlight. So, what, you know, what's the idea there? Do you want to take the same application on the web or?
Well, in this case for the Maryland MVA, this is going to be initially WPF application. We hope that when they see the end result, they will appreciate the potential, and eventually, at some point, we're leaving the door open to still utilize the logic that we're building in terms of our architecture, but we could easily change and the interface to Silverlight, and certainly we have that in our plans. Specifically, you know, we also provide this exam platform to other customers, so we could expand this development to support Silverlight user interface, and we would be taking advantage of the WPF experience.
So Juan, you mentioned this interactive application without using keyboard and mouse, so. It's an interactive touch application. Now, with Windows 7, we are doing multi-touch and a lot of touch functionality there. How is Windows 7 playing into your roadmap, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, I mean, it couldn't come in a more timely fashion. we are actually waiting for Windows 7 to integrate our software with the API that will provide for the touchscreen capabilities. I think it will enhance the kind of applications that we are doing right now, and many, many things that we have to code will be available through calls to API, to the API that Windows 7 will provide. So we're very much looking forward.
That is great. Our viewers would love to get a peek into your application.
Yeah, definitely. As we make progress on this development, we'll get the ability to show, based on the NDA that we are on, we will be able to show you, the content, and I'm more than glad to do that.
Well, thank you very much, Juan, for your time, and I appreciate your time as well as looking forward to your application when it rolls out, and maybe we'll get a chance to do another video when it comes out and maybe do a webcast or a screencast.
Sure, you're welcome, and I appreciate your invitation. Thank you.
Thanks, Juan.